Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance, talking mama cow numbers for the new year in just a moment.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
From a conversation that we had just a few days ago with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance, wanted to share with you some of his thoughts about where we're going into the new year on mama cow numbers. USDA's official beef cow herd number will be given to us at the end of January in the new year based on January 1st data. And Don believes that we probably do have a smaller cow herd compared to January 1 of 2021.
When we got that 2% decline in beef cow numbers in the mid-year report, at the time, that seemed really radical to me. And I know it's tough to draw real tight analogies between the mid-year report and the annual. But where I'm going with that is to think that we could see total cow herd reduction of 1.8 to 2% for the year, given that level of liquidation we had throughout the West, I think it's very likely. You know, I know you and I have talked before that we peaked that cow number in 2019, and while that liquidation has been really slow up until 2021, we've had enough successive years now. Once we got, again, through that backlog inventory from COVID, we will see a noticeable decline in the availability of replacement cattle throughout 2022. We're really expecting the big reduction in fed cattle supplies and total beef production in the second half of 2022.
Don Close says that with the tighter numbers ahead, it could be problematic if the cattle industry should end up embracing the Chuck Grassley-Deb Fischer compromise that calls for a rolling average for a mandatory minimum price discovery sales on a negotiated basis. He says that you've got to somehow tie anything like that what's actually going on out in the feedlot pens.
As I've thought about that whole situation, I think if we would go back and look at cash sales as a percentage of cattle on feed, so it would give us a longer lead time of how many cash cattle we know we'll need to do on any given month, but it would also have the flexibility to more accurately reflect what available marketing supply is available seasonally and both cyclically. So I still think there's avenues that we can pursue that are better than the simplicity of a rolling average.
Of course, we talked a little bit before about the cattle contract library. That proposal is within this Fisher-Grassley measure.
Yes.
But it's a little bit of a different take compared to the swine contract library, is my understanding. Is that true?
Yes, there are differences. I don't know that, I think that it's difficult for anybody to be opposed to the contract library. I think we're pretty well all signed off on that one. I think there's opportunities with it. At the very same time, it does a great job of establishing the goalpost of what is a really good agreement and what's a less attractive agreement to give us some parameters. But beyond that, I don't know it's going to provide the level of information that a lot of people are hoping to see. But again, I don't see it being damaging to the market for any participant and potentially provide good information. So I think that's the one piece of this whole debate that essentially everybody can get on board with.
2022, you think it's going to be an okay year for the beef industry?
I think it's going to be a very good year for the beef industry. We still have a very robust perspective on exports, specifically to China. You know, we're looking at growth in exports, something in that 2 to 4% level. And if you take the contraction in beef production that we're expecting for the year, clearly it's going to get to a point that if we see exports grow, that per capita supply domestically is going to tighten up. That in turn will support the retail prices that we're currently seeing of the $7.40 on the all beef price, that $7.80 level on the choice product. I think retail prices will level off, but still stay incredibly strong.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.